little pad here thing, but I didn't get it in time. Sorry.
Well, we didn't. We're just happy you showed up late.
Well, welcome to the Ramblecast. This is how we're starting it without music from Jay or Nick. I guess he is on this podcast.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Someone's got a soundboard now, being all fancy. But anyway, welcome to the Ramblecast. We are without Nick. He is lost in some kind of... That's so great.
Oh,
that's
my so God. Hey, UPS guy's wife is here.
What? Oh, there's a live stream I'm missing.
Oh, the chat. I'm like, what'd you call Matt?
I've called Matt a lot worse than that.
Yeah, yes.
Really. So over the fact that trying to blame you for starting late, I'm like, how's it my fault?
I like that in this time since the last time I've been on, Jack's just normal cadence and talking on this show has turned into Jack's tweets, and that's great.
True.
Nice.
Where is Nick this week? Do we get an explanation, or is
he's at Dinosaur Island?
He's burying bodies with Dan.
Yeah.
Do you think he's actually watching us right now live?
No.
No.
Not at all. Where he was at, I probably don't have the internet.
I am curious.
UPS guy's wife, Kim, to clarify. Kim is in the chat.
Well, we figured that since it has your name on there, Kim.
So, Jay, welcome back to the show. We kicked you off a long time ago. You were voted off by the listeners. And,
it wasn't the listener so much. It was Nick that was so ticked that I was named first in the Ramblecast After Dark. You know, the
names. And you weren't even on the show, but I guess that was kind of a...
Yeah, and so Nick...
Was Nick even mentioned?
Nick banned me. But now that Nick's not on this week, I was like allowed to come back in. It's kind of like a behind the music kind of situation. It's an indicator that if... he's not here, I can come on the show. So
I thought it was a Southern politics that we were like.
Well, Kayla said he came back yesterday.
Oh, really?
So Nick lied to us.
Really?
You lied to us, Nick.
Son of a bitch.
Lied to us.
Must be that Tennessee blood in him lying like that.
Damn it. I'm not crying. You're crying.
It's okay, man. It's okay.
Well, we won't do the verses this week since Nick's not here to revel in the fact that BLT is beating the Cuban and the Italian and the French dip. It's beating all your countries. You made fun of me for the
bullshit,
BLT.
Bullshit, lettuce, and tomato.
So much bullshit for the BLT. Well, guess who's on top?
Great pick. That was I voted for it. That's my favorite sandwich.
Fucking
what I like is everyone wanted a hot sandwich, but they voted for the BLT.
BLT's hot if the bacon's fresh.
Come on.
I have never had a hot BLT in my life.
No.
You haven't had one toasted. You know, you can have one toasted
with like on sourdough. With like
I was told that's not hot because I said, look, I've never had a cold French dip. And they said, ho, that's not a hot sandwich.
The whole thing, it had to be a hot press sandwich or something?
No, it didn't. And there was no rules about being hot. I don't know. It was just a sandwich.
We were sharing our preferences for what...
I think the next versus is going to be who's going to bitch the most about the picks.
That's part of the appeal of versus. That goes back just to you and I, Jack.
I know.
There are so many people that bitch about the post or the poll on our Facebook page that... didn't even listen to the show.
That's the beauty of it. That's
I know. And you know what? Fuck you, because you're not listening to it anyways.
you can't hear us go like this.
Chris's viewpoints are not
they're reflective of me. No, I love everybody.
I'm backing him up. Fuck it.
We've actually had the most votes on the sandwich. And by the way, it's not favorite sandwich, it's what sandwich would you eat for the rest of your life? Because Nick had to be so weird about the question. But so that put me in a whole thing of like, okay, if I'm 80, I'd still would like to eat a BLT. Mm-hmm. You know, like I might not be like bogged down with all of the Italian.
I get the BLT at Five Guys.
Well, don't get me wrong. Like the BLT is a solid sandwich, right? I'll crush a BLT. I'll crush two BLTs because BLT is not really a hefty sandwich. It's kind of like a sandwich light.
It's a sandwich like, for rabbits.
It's a sandwich if you're looking for a snack, right? But yeah. I'll tell you, the BLT is a tasty sandwich. No question.
Can I have some lettuce and tomato?
Because of the bacon. But I'm telling you, if you're looking at it for the best overall, like it's far and away not the best overall.
Aren't you a vegetarian, Matt? So do you just get the
I am.
LT?
No. I'll you know.
I think you just get an LT sandwich. Well,
there's no vegetarian gives LT. A bacon all the time. Like I don't think I've ever met a vegetarian that won't kill
It's basically like a person that, you know, a friend from college or somebody you went to high school, Chris. When you're going out having a few drinks and somebody's like, "Oh, let me bum a smoke." You know, it's basically
My good friend opened up a sandwich shop, you know, the kid I went to high school with.
One of my former employees opened up, two of my former employees actually opened up their own sandwich shops.
That's like, yeah, post Apple retail, like I think it's 30% open up a food truck.
Mm-hmm. One of my coworkers opened up a food truck. It's called Cheesicle. It's a grilled cheese food truck.
How come no one picked grilled cheese? That's a hot sandwich.
It's lame though. I mean, if you're gonna pick one sandwich, like it's not.
BLT's winning.
I was already right up there for BLT. I mean, if I had picked grilled cheese, you guys would be like, "Welcome to the baby room" and all of this other shit.
We're still trying to figure out why you didn't pick the what was it?
The Reuben.
No. What was the movie with Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood that you kept?
You can't even think of the name.
Bridges of Madison County.
Because I don't want to see it. It's not a Clint Eastwood movie.
It's because you have no heart. It's like you watch a Pixar movie.
Hold on a second. I have no heart. At least if I said I loved it, I would have picked it.
I wouldn't have
jaded it and gone for the win.
You're jealous that I shafted you with the last Eastwood pick with my brilliant. I mean, anybody could have picked any of the spaghetti westerns, but no.
It was your anti grandma's cookie pick. You were trying to buck the system and you wanted to go against the grain, your own grain. And you went against
Bridges
what you
of
love.
Madison County is a beautiful movie, but I'm going to pick Good, the Bad, the Ugly, which is like the same movie.
I never said it was the same movie. I was just going to go with the superior movie there.
When he had Meryl Streep on that cross, hanging her with the gold below, and then he rode away, and he comes back and he goes, and she's going, "Blondie, Blondie," but she's doing it at a better because she's a great actress, "Blondie." And then he takes the gun and shoots the rope down. She falls off onto the gold, and she goes, "Blondie, you son of a!" That's where Bridges of Madison County rocked.
So I've never seen the movie, and all of that last 30 seconds was terrible.
You've never that's right. You've never seen Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
Wait.
No.
Boston, you've never seen that movie?
No.
Never seen an Eastwood movie.
The most... like guy out of this whole entire crew of podcasters.
Bullshit.
The most guy movie of all time.
Is that the next verses? Who's the most guy of the Ramblecast?
Well, we know it's not Matt. We know it's not Matt.
Thanks. My dick just went right up inside my body. So
Matt, inverted dick is going to be the episode title.
No, I don't think it should be, but you know, whatever.
Matt and the Curious Inverted Dick.
No, we can't Indiana Jones this thing.
I feel like, that's like, that's guy 101. Jack showed that movie to me.
Yeah.
I don't remember. What was I? I think it was like I turned 13. He was like, "All right, son, all right, you're a man.
You're a man now. It's time to watch the Good, the Bad, the Ugly."
Yeah. See, what's crazy? I think about growing back when I was a kid. Like movies was not something that my dad was really into. Like I brought him to the movies. You know,
like we didn't play the dad card. Jeez.
Oh no! I'm just saying. Jay just did. I'm literally following suit from Jay's story. Like
my dad was against movies. I wasn't allowed to
Jay
watch
just movies. Mentioned that Jack made him watch this movie as a boy. My dad didn't make me watch movies. I found my
he
own.
He didn't make me. He was just like, "You want to watch this movie?" I was like, sure.
My point is this, is that my dad didn't introduce me to movies.
And some stranger down the street, some guy made Matt watch Bridges of Madison County with him.
No, as a matter of fact.
Here's some candy. Let's watch Bridges of Madison County.
I went to the movie theater with my girlfriend at the time, and we watched that movie. And we paid money to go see that in the movie theater. Yeah. Okay, I was with a girlfriend at the time. Maybe it was her pick, but I still loved it. It was still sweet. So, you know, suck it.
You're not with her anymore. You don't have to keep admitting it.
That's true.
What was the worst movie you guys ever saw with a girlfriend in the theater?
What was that? It was a racing movie with like Sylvester Stallone and some like as like the old timer, and then like some kid. It was like an F1 Formula movie. It was awful. It's funny, like when you said that, I went to my mind. I was like, "What was the worst movie I ever went with like a girlfriend?" And it was when I lived in San Diego still, and we went and saw that movie, and it was just
Sylvester Stallone and
Sylvester Stallone, and it was as like the old timer, and there's like this young hot rod young guy that's coming up, and
every Stallone movie
driven.
was driven. Every movie had to be a competition, like, you know.
Yes, and so they end up
the arm wrestling.
They end up taking concept race cars and like Formula One race cars and racing them through a city and like tearing crap. It was just.
Death Race 2000?
Huh?
Oh, Death Race 2000.
Oh, yes. Don't try to man up now.
David Carradine?
No, hold on a second. Come on. No, you just looked that up so you could gain some cred.
What? The Rock
Theory. I looked up Driven. I've never seen Driven, but I've seen Death Race 2000 many a time.
Yes. Because my wife and I quote that every day. Like, how many points?
Like Cannonball Run, but you get points for taking out people.
Yeah. I actually saw with my wife. It was Ally Sheedy. She was a maid or something like that. And we actually left in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
Just got up and left. It was maid so bad.
Manhattan.
Ally Sheedy.
Oh.
I think I've ever left from
Rat Pack. And we've left twice because
I've left the movie twice.
Our daughter told us about a movie that was so funny, and about 20 minutes into it, I said, "Oh my god, I'm done with the popcorn. Can we go?" I go, "This movie sucked. Made to thank you.
There you go.
Made to order. Yes, it was terrible. Oh my god.
I left my two. Well, the first original question was with a girlfriend. So I took my girlfriend in high school to see Meet Joe Black. And that was the worst fucking movie I think I've ever watched. And we left after about 30 minutes. I got to see Brad Pitt get crushed by a big bus. That was
good. Okay, well, spoiler. I haven't seen it yet.
But other than that, the movie was terrible. The other movie I left and right, I probably waited too long. I should have left in the beginning was Troy. Another.
What? Brad I love Troy. Well, it's funny you mentioned Troy because this is how Jay and I watched Troy. Didn't we?
Yep, it was one of the rare. We got there too late. I don't remember why we got there late.
Because we were with your, I think your Nana, your mom, and it took forever to get out of the house. It's like they got good seats. We said, "All right, we'll sit up front."
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you can see up
motion sickness.
Brad Pitt's skirt.
Chris in the chat makes a good point though. But you got to see the episode one trailer.
Yeah, that was the thing about. That. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of my.
Is that why you
Sherry agrees with me? Made to Order is the worst movie ever. It's terrible. I mean, I don't think she's made another movie since, Ally Sheedy.
She had a guest starring role in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, I think. Isn't that her at the airport? I think.
Who knows?
I don't know. No, Colleen says, Troy has pretty people, but it's not that good. No, it was terrible.
I love Troy. Of course, Orlando Bloom's a coward, but I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, and then you had the classic Brad Pitt line. Immortality, it's yours. Take it.
It has what's his name? What's the
actor? Classic? I have no idea what you're referencing.
He was in Deadwood. I'm sure you haven't seen it, Chris, but he was in Deadwood season 3.
Ian McShane?
No, not Ian McShane. He's in Secessions, the HBO show. What's his name? Great actor.
Don't know.
He was the main Doug Cooney. He was the main guy. He was the
Brian Cox.
The King, Brian Cox. He played for the Patriots and Dolphins.
I literally don't even fucking remember this movie. I sat through half of it and I was like, "This is god awful."
If it's on, I'll watch it right now.
Most people are going to sit through our podcast and feel the same way.
But no, seriously, Chris. If you haven't seen The Good and the Bad, you should probably be a I've already watched it.
These are all movies I've definitely seen bits and pieces of, but if I ever sat down and watched it from beginning to end, no.
Yeah, it's the music, the score is amazing. The action, it's just, I don't know.
If you need my iTunes login, Skypec, let me know. You can watch it. I own it.
Right on. Let's see. If I find an extra couple of hours where I can sit down and watch a movie, I will.
Do you have Amazon Prime?
I do.
It's free on Amazon Prime.
Oh, great. Even better. Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Next to Goth Boot. Next to,
I would watch Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
What was the other movie I need to watch with Clint Eastwood in it?
Kelly's Heroes.
Nope, that wasn't it.
Don't do that one.
You don't like Kelly's Heroes?
I love Josie Wells. Yeah, that's the one.
You don't like Kelly's Heroes?
I would aim to.
You don't like Kelly's Heroes?
They're okay, but literally just watch the Man with No Name trilogy, and that's all. Like, you're, and just go straight to Unforgiven, and then you're good. I don't think you.
Well, you can watch Hang 'Em High. You can watch.
I've seen Unforgiven.
Fistful of Dollars.
I was saying the No Man with No Name. Dollars. So you have Fistful of Dollars, a few dollars more, and Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Just watch those three.
But Hang 'Em High is
probably Hang 'Em High. With High Plains Drifter.
High Plains Drifter is another one
that's seen.
All you need is the Man with No Name trilogy. That's it. That's all you need.
All right.
For a man with as little time as you have, Skypec.
You want some action? Have you ever seen a bus get shot up by a billion bullets? Watch The Gauntlet. Plus Dirty Harry. You can't go wrong with Dirty Harry.
All right. Before we get too far off topic, I'll just share the worst movie.
I'm broken up by that man's rights.
You guys don't care. Whatever.
No, I agree.
It was a movie called Storytelling. I don't know if anybody's ever seen that, but it was very, it had a somewhat disturbing, it was like two stories, actually. The soundtrack was by Bell and Sebastian.
Why wasn't it called Two Storytelling?
Paul Giamatti's in the second one. I can't remember the actors from the first part, but I watched that with my wife when we were dating, and it was just one of those movies. It was like, why the hell did we rent this? This is just god awful.
Did you rent from Blockbuster?
No, it was like our local video store at the time, so it was DVD. But the funniest movie I ever went, or the best time I ever had going to the movies with on a date, was with a girlfriend of long ago. We saw Ace Ventura: Pet Detective 2, and we got some Mentos right before.
You got some what?
Mentos.
Oh, Mentos! Yeah,
that right beforehand, and. It got to the part where the rhinoceros is giving birth to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just higher than a kite. We were losing our shit. I mean, it was like the funniest movie. And like, I don't think I've ever watched it since. And I probably would not have laughed, or I would not laugh as hard watching it.
It's a good sequel. Do not pass go. Do not go. $100.
But it's got the dolphin. Is that the dolphin one? Or is it
the first one.
Okay. All right.
I've talked about the seeing a movie on Mentos a million times. They call him Bruce. I mean, it was me, Taffy, and a couple other friends. We went and saw it. And it was funny because we sat down, and the guy goes, "Hey, I was saving those seats. My jacket." Here I go. Here you go. Here's your jacket back because we were higher than the kite. And told everybody how great the movie was. It's so funny. Everyone went and saw it. That movie sucked. I go, what are you talking about? Oh my god, this movie does suck. So yeah, if you're gonna watch it, like Matt said, if you're gonna watch a movie, go see it. Like I said, I might go see Bridges of Madison County.
What year did you get married, Jay?
Me? 2011.
You better get it right because your wife's
2011.
I wanted to make sure which one it was that I saw, but yeah, so I actually went and saw Thor with Taffy's Mentos, actually.
Nice.
And that was awesome. Like Rainbow Road was ripping.
You know? Yeah.
Should we tell people why it's called Mentos?
I forgot the origin.
He gave you a container.
So I was at Jay's in Colleen's wedding, and I think it was at the, I don't know, maybe it was at the hotel or something.
It was at the
reception. At the reception. It was actually
I was there because I was like, wait, dude.
And like, this is a time in which I wasn't regularly, partaking in using marijuana.
Okay. Marijuana.
I did, but I didn't. It was one of those things where, like, I wasn't like, you know, whatever. It was prior to legalization and the whole nine. But
legalization made it.
Taffy comes up to me. He goes, hey, I got something in my truck for you. He goes out to his truck. And this is a beat up ass truck.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, shit, you drove that here? It made it?
Yeah, I can't believe you made it there.
There's no color patchwork.
Yeah. So he goes and gets out of his truck. He hands me a container of fucking Mentos. And I'm like, thanks, guy. Really appreciate it. He's like, no. Open it up. I open it up. And sure enough, there is just a bunch of pre-rolled joints in there. I was like, oh, yeah.
So that's how Mentos. That's how Mentos got its name.
And it was pretty decent week.
And Chris didn't share it with anybody else, so fuck off.
Yeah, I did.
Not with me.
Well, I didn't see you at the point.
I was there when he handed it to you. I was there.
We didn't light one up?
It was a white Mentos. It was white Mentos. Clear Mentos. And I didn't get anything. I got nothing.
Did we have any? No. Oh, I
lost my camera. So whatever. There we go.
Nine years ago.
A lot of bad stuff happened to Jack that day. Not to mention,
I had a party, an after party, an after party to go to. I mean, there were like 14 parties I had to go to. I could have used the Mentos.
I'm thinking about that night in the instance. I'm trying to recall in my brain, and I don't think you were in any condition to be partaking in Mentos at that time.
I was perfectly sober.
I highly doubt that.
I no bullshit. I was. Now my daughter's weddings, I may have had a few drinks.
I was hammered up until like a few minutes before I said I do, because we drank the whole night before, and Jack, you were drinking too. Like, we drank.
Oh yeah, I'm not a lightweight.
But until like 3 a.m. or something like that.
Was I drinking with you guys the night before or no?
I don't know if you were in town yet.
We didn't invite you.
Honest. I can't remember.
We said there was a requirement. You've had to see certain movies.
No. Like, it was kind of like another bachelor party. It wasn't a bachelor party, but it was just like all the guys that were in town the night before. We were just straight up drinking.
Yeah, I think I came in the day of.
We were pretty loud in the poor people around us, but it wasn't my room, so I didn't care.
But anyway, I just remember I woke up completely, like, still drunk, like, you know, kind of not able to, like, walk down the hall straight.
Oh, Chris did show up because he said, it's not too late. I got my car out there. Let's go. If Colleen's still listening, I hate to bring that up, but
no. It was that. The best, like, are you sure that I got was from my cousin-in-law Matt, who's a funny guy. He was one of my groomsmen, and he just—I don't know if it was a Chris Rock bit or whatever—but it's just like half your shit is gone. Are you sure you want to go through with this? We're in the limo. We're going to the church right now. We can go somewhere else. Are you sure? And then we're like,
"This is a point of no return."
Yeah.
My baby boy. I go, he'll be fine.
That burnt DeLorean is a sad sight.
I saw this somewhere on the Facebooks, and I just had to use it as
a only could go to 87 miles an hour. Is that the problem?
Well, the engine's in the back, and it caught fire, and it just melted it.
Yikes!
I think I've decided that I'm going to save every penny that I make from Geek Dad Life, and it's going to take years. But I want to save every penny, and I'm going to buy a DeLorean.
Put your kids into school. Oh.
Buy a DeLorean.
Pretty selfish.
I already have five.
Sorry, we lost Jay. Apparently, like, his wife came in and said, there's no fucking way that's happening.
Just put it back in. It's fine. I already paid $529. The kids' college fund is fine. This is like separate money, and that's where I can buy stupid stuff with it.
According to Zach, he's not going to college.
And he's like, "Do I get that money?" I'm like, "No, it then goes to your brother."
Yeah, he made me put together his Lego house to get today.
Oh, that's the Playmobil one that we talked about on the last show that Jack fell asleep through.
I was watching, and I was really stoked because I it's a really good build. It's a really good.
I like a company that was built on, you know, selling cocaine.
Throw on the lights.
It's got lights.
You know,
yeah, the problem I have with it though is the light. They don't light up the headlights, which I think is lame.
Because Lorian was selling cocaine to pay for it. Entrapment.
But I do love it. The wheels pop in, and then, but still, I think the best is the Ecto-1A from Ghostbusters 2 has sounds.
Oh yeah, that's
and everything.
And now people are going, why did you make Jay watch Good, the Bad, the Ugly?
He didn't make me watch it.
So Jay, do they still make the Ecto?
Yeah, you can still find the Ecto one. The Ecto 1A is harder to find. But I still find the Ecto one in places.
I look all the time, can't find it.
Oh, Sherry says everyone the lighting is on point. Yeah, I can't fucking see. I'm blinded right now. But thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody does look really good. But my favorite is Matt's green screen lately. I think it adds just a bit of...
Well, it does give Matt a little bit of...
It adds a layer of complexity to the podcast.
Before that, we always forgot about Matt. So it was like...
Okay. Oh, we never forget about Matt. Matt is pretty much the topic of conversation every week.
I appreciate that, and I stand by that.
And someone mentioned Tron Gate. I have told Colleen that is my plan, so she can't be mad. She probably thinks there's no way you're going to pull it off, but just wait.
What's Tron Gate all about?
I bought a Tron arcade game without telling her.
Oh, yeah.
Really, discs?
No, like, not Disc of Tron's like a $10,000 game. No.
As I meant Disc of Tron, rather.
I didn't spend that much.
No, I spent like $10,000. It's not a big deal.
$8,500. It's an investment.
By the way, Sherry, I know that you messaged me privately about my green screen. I will get that link or share it at some point.
You've been talking about that for a month.
I haven't been talking about it for a month.
Oh, it's you just have. Been behind... No, you said you're going to share the link for at least a month.
Okay, I'm just fucking lazy. All right,
I don't like calling people out.
I've been very, very.
Did you finish the attic?
No, but that's all I've been doing is just working on the attic. Don't give me that. There's so many more steps to go.
Your updates look great.
When I come to the Colts play,
right?
You said I had a place to stay.
In the basement.
Speaking of the fucking Colts, man, all these pictures are popping up all over New England of Tom Brady by repping his new jersey and shit. Like, I'll tell you, with between COVID and all the bullshit that's going on in society, I actually forgot about Tom Brady. And then someone posts this shit on Facebook. I'm like, that motherfucker's wearing a goddamn Buccaneers jersey. I can't.
Go Tampa Bay.
Finally, Tampa Bay has one fan. He's right there. His name is Jack. Fuck Tampa Bay.
I'm a Colts fan, but anything that fucks over the Patriots fans, it gets emotional.
Oh, man, it hurts.
It's going to be fine.
My team left. You know, fuck Spanish.
And Tom Brady's not that great. This is going to be the proof that Tom Brady is just a system quarterback because I've
met him. They're putting players around him.
They're investing around him.
Well, here's the thing. What, for half a season before he gets hurt? Now, here's the thing.
Well, so the first person goes, all right, test him.
Yeah. But it's Bill Belichick. I trust Bill Belichick way more than Tom Brady.
You trust Bill Belichick and his cheating ability?
He's going to cheat like no other. He's going to find some guy.
Dude, I literally hit the back of my head. It hurt.
Like, literally, he's going to find some guy.
He's never been
threw a football once, and they're still going to be 11-4. You guys are going to be fine, Boston.
11-4. Let's do the math here. Let's do the math there, Jay.
11-4.
11-4. Let's do the math. 16 game season.
Oh, I don't know. How many games are in a season now? I don't watch football anymore.
16 game season.
12-4.
12-4. Whatever it is. 11-3. 12-4.
There you go.
But yeah, so there's all these, like, I forget who mentioned it. It was Kennedy, Joe Kennedy. He's JFK's great. Great nephew, whatever his name is, but he's one of our senators. He tweeted out about Colin Kaepernick and all this stuff, that type of stuff, how the NFL needs to apologize to him. And
my uncle was a great driver.
Even more of a reason for the Patriots we should sign him. And I was like,
who put that bridge there?
I mean, as much as I love Cap and everything he stands for, he's not a good quarterback. Like I don't know if I want.
Well, he's better than the problem is he's better than the backups that are being signed.
Well, yeah. I don't know, man. Stidham is like a stud.
No, I'm saying like a lot of backups. Yeah, he didn't take him to the Super Bowl. It was the team itself.
I mean, no, he's better than back. I think really again anyone that Belichick puts in there will be fine.
Yeah,
Matt Castle was successful.
I know he Matt was. Castle.
Matt Castle, come on. The guy wasn't even drafted, was he?
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he was drafted. His brother used to pitch for the Padres.
Yeah, his name was Jeff Castle.
I think it was Brian
Castle. Matt Castle was drafted in the seventh round of the 2005 NFL draft.
Well, 2007th round. That's like, okay, I got to pick somebody. I think his brother was named San. Wasn't
it was Brady. Wasn't Brady like
sixth round pick?
Dude, round? No, Brady was
sixth round pick.
Really
sixth round pick. Don't even look it up. Sixth round pick.
All right, Uncle Jerry.
He won tons of fucking Super Bowls. That's all that matters to me.
Anyway, so yeah, you didn't get my joke. His brother was named San.
Other jokes that we didn't get. This is a perfect time to throw in one of those ad breaks because why not? Whew, glad we're back from that ad break. That was
My god, it was rough.
That was a terrible ad.
I'm not buying it.
Can I say
you people? You people listening at home, don't buy it. I don't care.
Okay.
Unless it was awesome, then send me one.
It was a DVD. It was a DVD of Bridges of Madison County.
I think it was an advertisement for the lottery.
For you people that don't like good movies,
we so have Matt, Bridges of Madison Matt, County. John, they want to know what you're drawing.
Well, if you must know, I'm not drawing. I'm working on the names for at the end of the podcast.
Why does it take you so long for the names at the end of the? There's what three now you have to come up with.
No, I just I make up. You don't do shit.
Yeah, it's really cute. He makes up names at the end of each time. It's really cool.
Well, you know what, Matt used to do drawings for people. Matt used to do drawings for people that sent emails and gave us good reviews, and now Matt says, "Fuck it, I ain't doing it."
I have not.
Randy says a DVD of Das Boot. You know what? Hang on a second.
I was just going to say that I haven't
received. Still got one of those right here.
Oh. Why don't we auction it off? Because you're never going to watch it. Why don't you sign it?
I feel like if we watched like 5 minutes with you on the show every week, we could like eventually
get bang it out over the next couple episodes.
So it's like in The Office where they just watch parts of what the hell is that?
Varsity Blues.
Threat Level Midnight. No, the football movie.
Yeah, football.
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues. I think it's Varsity Blues. Am I right?
Bingo. Yes, something like that.
I've only had 18. Blues. What was it? Not Another Teen Movie where they do a where the kid has all the concussions. Chris Evans. Have you? All right, Chris. Have you seen Not Another Teen Movie?
I think. I don't know. What's it about?
I don't know. It's a spinoff of. It's a spoof of all the teen movies.
Oh, if I did, I don't remember.
Chris Evans?
I know who he is.
I know you know who he is, but have you seen it?
He's in it. It's like his first movie, I think. Or
it's hilarious. Movie. Taffy hated it. Taffy made us all go to it and hated it.
Not Another Teen Movie.
Movie wasn't funny.
All those spoof movies like Scream and not Scream, but...
No, this movie.
Oh, it looks so hilarious. Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen this movie.
Just to mention to the people in the chat, we're not doing a versus tonight, and it's not.
The versus is how many times will we pick on Matt?
And it's not about measuring anything. So I realized that I put a tape measure in the little show.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too, but I was like, going, well, you need a bigger ruler.
Well, I just Ooh. I've been doing a lot of tape measuring up in the attic, and I thought, oh, a tape measure with our RCAD would be kind of cool, you know. And then I thought, well, people might think that I'm talking about measuring dicks for some reason.
Well, that's what everyone thought.
Yeah, well, that's the
same thing. I go, when did we talk about that?
We don't. When have we ever talked about measuring dick size?
I don't know.
I think it's so adorably Midwest of how you say the word measure.
Major.
Major? I'm only saying it because you literally said it 18 times in the last 10 seconds.
Major my penis.
That's adorable.
Major. How do I say major? I say major.
Measure, but
it's measure.
Measure.
No, it's major. It's clearly major. Like that's
major. The
they're all saying in the chat too. What accent is that? Fuck you guys! I'm going home.
It is a Midwest thing.
It only took how many minutes before we event. I'll be honest, but the chat started dumping on you. I think simultaneously to us.
And the chat loves you, Matt.
No, they don't.
They do. Yeah, they do. I just saw calling you Matt Hart.
Yeah, Matt Hart.
So how do you say the word roof?
Roof? A roof?
I don't know. It's been a weekend with Colleen.
Measure your roof?
Draw.
Measure. Yeah. I wasn't measuring the roof. Roof? So fuck you guys. You got me in all in my head now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Only 6 inches?
It's a good size.
So
I'm not the one that can't read numbers.
I mean, 6 is good, right?
Well, that's why I gotta go see Bridges of Madison County.
3, 4, 5.
Matt, you should be in movies.
6, 7.
Well, now you're dreaming.
All right.
One of my favorite moments was at our bachelor party, the one that Boston was at. There was this one guy there. He's a raging alcoholic.
That
narrows it down. I think there are a lot of raging alcoholics.
I know of which you're
wondering why I wasn't drunk.
The one that like was getting fights with people at the strip club, like, you know. Yes. Anyways, he was talking about his dick size and just like, you know, like everyone's, it's like it's 2 and a bit. And I think Chris was like, fuck you, you're full of shit. I know you're 2 and a bit. What the fuck are you talking about? And he's like, no, I swear to God, it's 2 and a bit. Isn't that everybody's?
And I'm like, show me. Let's go. We're at a strip club. Fuck it. Just
I'm glad I missed that party.
I'm like, oh, 2 and a bit. Fuck off.
Ben, you got one hot dog, you got 2 and a bit. I don't know.
Two and a bit.
He's like, 2 and a bit. I was like, yeah, dude, okay. Sure.
It's not like Chris pulled anybody out.
It was not my intention to talk about measuring dick size.
That's what everyone thought. You put that up. I was like going, I don't remember talking about that.
We did not.
But that's what everyone thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I know. It was weird. Maybe it's because I also highlighted the D. a little subliminal
message. Because I posted on Twitter, I said, do I post a picture? I go, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it.
Since we're not doing a versus,
I hope we're not being boycotted because every day there's a different boycott on Twitter. So I hope it's not us today.
They're coming for you, Jack. That's all I'm saying.
I've been scanning my Twitter thing for the last 10 years, going, anything I put there that was kind of bad?
They're coming for you.
Fuck you, Dean Spanos.
Thank you, Kim. She did not see that when she saw the thumbnail. She saw something else.
Because I'm a dud.
Oh, it's an acronym.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It's an acronym.
Says 5.5 is the average. So there you go. Don't stress anyone out there.
All right. There we go. All right.
2 and a bit. Fuck off. You would straight up be fucking injuring people. Like, you can't do that. That's actually, like, that is designated for a specific, like, search column on Pornhub. Like, you can't see that every day.
He would be in pictures being sent to text messages across the nation during COVID.
He would be the advertisement that you see when you're watching Pornhub.
So he'd be that guy floating across that cloud with just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Please stop sending that to me, Chris.
That's Nick. That ain't me. Well, maybe a little bit.
Nick. With my wife would go, I go, holy shit. My wife would go, well, I got another picture from Nick.
The thing is,
just glad don't see this.
Amazing. It wasn't just Nick, because I had other like group texts with friends. Like I had an ex-Apple group thread, and they were showing up in it. Like it was just nonstop of
that. My brother was saying,
I never worked for Apple, so I was okay. I just saw whenever Nick's number came up, I said, oh, fuck, not again. I think it's you, Chris, that sent one. I didn't see it at first.
Yeah, there's some good solid ones in there.
It was like a hidden message.
Skypick got me because there was one like where his a hand was like.
You thought I got hurt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, it's like, you know, I didn't like.
It was on the dude's arm. It was like pictures. And if you zoom in to the cut or like the where the cut was, it's just three of them.
But as I said, I thought Skypick's dipping in his gels right now.
So for what we're talking about, for people who may not understand the reference, you know, there was for a period of time, I don't know where it came from or why it came from or where
dude blessed. Let's just say
so. That. Like this, you want to talk about a dude who's two and a bit? Like there's this.
It's
a meme of a very well endowed like. Man crouching, right? And he's
on a bed.
Hanging down. He's like a fucking tripod, this guy. He's crouching down, like he's literally a tripod.
He's bigger than a fucking tripod.
He's sitting on the bed and his three legs are touching the floor. It's crazy.
Like the Richard Pryor scene when he's doing this poltergeist exorcist from Saturday Night Live. The dick is on my foot. Anyway, go ahead.
So, like, anyways, the memes that have been generated have gone way too far, and they're amazing at the same time. So, like, in the clouds, like in a crop rotation, like you name it. But the one that I sent to Jay that got him, I said, "Oh man, I've spent the night in the hospital last night. It was a picture of an arm. It wasn't my arm; it was just an arm, and it had like these sutures going across like, this huge like." Gaping wound on the arm, like it's like a broken arm or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
But if you zoom in, the sutures are actually the dude's dick. Like,
it's a bunch of, I never got that. I was just like, I don't understand.
Jay was so concerned. Bless you, Jay, because you were very concerned. Well, you were looking out for my well-being.
Like, oh, fuck, Chris got hurt. No, fuck, Chris is fucking with us.
Jay was the most earnest. I was skeptical. I was just like, I don't know what the fuck.
I said, no, Chris is fucking. Like, I gotta look more into this before I go, oh, I'm so sorry, Chris.
You zoom in, you're like, oh, what a dick.
Well, he laughing at me that I was like showing genuine concern. I was like, wait a second. And then I zoomed it because it was like in my phone and it's a smaller picture. So I'm just like, holy shit, he fucking sliced his arm. And then
I'm like, get you on the next phone. That's how big it is.
Oh my God.
But here's the
next group to be called. I'm not going to read Matt's comment. Right, Matt?
Oh, was it that good?
But the thing with Skypick, though, is. Like he has had moments of, you know, slipping and breaking his arm in a sea of shit.
Broke his shoulder in a pile of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
precedent that Sky had the 911 himself call. In dangerous situations, as you know, fixing his house or whatever. I don't know, but I was worried. Maybe it was like putting something together in a fucking. I don't know.
It was a perfectly placed meme. I couldn't have done that.
It was because my wife goes, who texted you? I go, well, Chris just texted me about something about his arm. I go, but I'm not buying it. I'm afraid. He could be hurt. I go, no, I'm afraid to look. Because it got to the point between you and Nick that I was like going, okay, I can't look at this anymore. I can't because I'm having bad dreams.
And the best part about it is it's quieted down so much now that it's the perfect time to bring it back. So now I'm going to search and try to find him again.
There's no. Let me just put it away. There's no mass that'll cover it. It's just like, oh my God. But that guy died, didn't he?
He became a legend far after his death.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he died, I guess.
Aww.
Sometimes I feel bad for us.
How did he do it? He tripped over it and cracked his head open.
No, he had a massive blood loss because it was all going through his dick.
I can't breathe.
Kayla says we should put this on OnlyFans. What is OnlyFans?
I just don't know what website that is.
Let me see.
Just any or OnlyFans.
Should I not?
I don't
know. Let me go incognito first. I don't know what this is. OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
And then Chris went down a website wormhole.
Sign up to make money and interact with your fan. Oh, hello.
So, yeah, we lost Chris.
And it's
like, oh, money?
I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about what I'm seeing.
Oh, shit. Now I got it.
I don't want
to. Well, it's nothing inappropriate, but I can definitely see how this could be inappropriate.
Well, good to know. So,
yes. It's fun being a fly on a man's on a wall in a men's room, RCAD.
Matt Tree says, "Isn't it like the Patreon for porn?" I don't know, Matt. Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Patreon has a lot of like porn shit too, though.
Oh, do they?
It's mostly
Patreon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't get out. I don't get out much.
A lot of, you know.
They almost called it porn Trion. It was that popular.
I became a Lego master, according to your son today. So he said it was a mall, but I don't know what it was. But it was,
he was
like
just trying to compliment you so you would do work for him.
It worked because I did the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I know.
I did the whole damn thing. He goes, "Papa, you want to become a Lego master?" I said, "Okay." I go, "Why do I?" Because we got him a new one today, and it had like 280 parts. I go, "Wait, I got like 3 billion parts over here. Why don't we switch?" He goes, "No." So I put the whole, I want to get Petco Park. I've been looking for it. I can't find it.
They don't do an official Lego Petco Park. It'd be like,
why not? Why not?
You don't want to do that.
Best stadium in Major League Baseball. They don't, I mean, people are going, "What's Major League Baseball?"
They won't do Petco first. They'll do Fenway.
There's no real team sets that they can sell.
They'll do Fenway or Wrigley.
That's bullshit. I would do Petco Park.
They're not going to do it. They do Fenway or Wrigley first because that's
where I don't care. I don't care.
Fenway is a beautiful park. Just saying.
And there's Red Sox fans everywhere.
It's not Petco.
What?
Come on, Fenway. Come on.
I've never been to Fenway, but it's a dream. It's on our list.
It's got still beams blocking your view. Come on.
Well, no. I've been to Petco. Petco's a nice park. I get it. No question.
Not a bad nice
park. But it's not. Like it's not a bad America's pastime park.
Well, no. I'm not saying America's pastime. But if you want to watch a baseball game and not be blocked by...
If you're judging the park by something as stupid as how good can you see the game, I mean, yeah.
Well, I paid money. I want to see the game. Yeah, okay. No, it's like going to a movie theater.
Fenway Park physically is the shittiest ballpark to watch a baseball game in. There's no question about that. But the nostalgia of that park and the charm of that park is amazing.
Here's the thing.
Would you go to a movie theater and have a still beam in front of you? No.
It's semantics now. Like, it's Fenway's an icon. Wrigley's an icon. And it's just you have to pay respect to...
Oh, I would go icons. I would go in a second.
While I love Petco Park...
Let's go.
All right.
Come on up.
I go. Whenever baseball's back...
Baseball was talking about doing it. The owners want a 60-game season, but the players want a 70-game season.
I'm so over
it. I took Ralph to Fenway 1 year when he was up here.
Oh, nice taking Ralph. How many times you pop?
Well, because he fucking came to Boston, Jack. You come to Boston, I'll take you wherever you want to go.
I didn't come there, but I, you know, it's just, there's no season. There's no baseball.
The first place you're going to go to is most likely a dispensary. I can show you where to go.
Well, could we meet your friends?
My friends?
You have friends
in the brewery?
And everywhere.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Right.
They said AT&T Park is better. I've been to AT&T Park. Beautiful ballpark, but Petco's better. Sorry.
Yeah,
have you been to Wrigley yet?
I've not been to Wrigley or Fenway.
You got to wear a parka in the summertime. Sorry, no.
I've been to the OG Yankee Stadium, so out of the old three, but that one's not. They tore it down because the Yankees suck. But, yeah, Wrigley and Fenway are top songs.
I've been to Washington Stadium. It's nice. It's a nice place to watch a game, but it's not. Come on.
Yeah, I've been to old school Yankee Stadium. Old school Yankee Stadium is amazing. Right, was amazing. The new Yankee Stadium sucks.
It's garbage. Like, I can't believe they tore down Magic and fucking put that shithole of a stadium in the Yankee Stadium.
They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
It was a cash grab, and we went to a game there a couple years ago. And I was like, this just doesn't feel like
it. Like going, what the fuck are you doing?
Camden Yard, gorgeous. Matt, I'm sorry. I have to stop for a second because I have some concerns and some questions. First of all, what the fuck is behind you? Number one.
What is that, Matt? Is that Bridges of Madison County? Is that
number two, I have a challenge for you, Matt. Seeing as there was a theme that was mentioned earlier that OnlyFans is like the Patreon for porn, I think you need to have some Patreon for porn theme names for our patrons.
I think I'm with Chris. You got 10 minutes.
No. I already have them written down, you know? Like, I can't. I mean, we got like 10 minutes left of the show. You guys got to do a hard hour on this.
Well, there's some fights happening right now in the chat.
It was amazing. Yeah, nothing better than wind of bags blowing everywhere while you're trying to bat.
And then he said Candlestick Park was miserable, and Kayla Silva said Candlestick was amazing.
Candlestick was a dump.
She's a Giants fan, though. She's a Stan.
I've been to Anaheim, truly a bigger A. You can take it for whatever it
means. The renovated Anaheim Angels Stadium is nice.
I sat up top and was worried for my life. Dodger Stadium I hate the Dodgers. Hate the fucking Dodgers. But Dodger Stadium is nice.
It's
gorgeous. Expect to spend 6 hours getting out of there because of the traffic. But there's nothing better than a Dodger dog. I don't know what the fuck it is. Their hot dogs are amazing.
Dude. Come on up. Fenway Franks.
I'll be up there.
Yeah. We'll go whenever you want.
All right.
Dodger Stadium is great because it's a mid-century modern stadium. So just like it's like a space age kind of. Beautiful.
The fans are dumbasses.
So the only stadium that can, in my opinion, that is shittier than the new Yankee Stadium is Tropicana Field.
I've never been there, but there's nothing worse than just watching it on TV.
It was terrible.
Anytime a ball can hit the top of the roof and still be in play is wrong.
Any baseball stadium that was already over a decade old by the time they played the first game in it, it's going to be bad.
Truth.
Yeah, but baseball, they are actually talking about there could be. But what are we at? What's today? June 17th? Come on. It's going to take
June 17th.
Players a month to get going. The first case of the first person gets come down with coronavirus, they're going to cancel the season. What? Just cancel the.
I swore you were going to say gonorrhea.
Well, the NBA, they're what, in Florida? And Florida's like spiking like crazy right now. It's like, come on. And they're staying at a Motel 6.
If you want to go rewind the show like 5 episodes ago, we may or may not have predicted that this is all going to happen.
Yeah, we did.
Just saying.
All right, we're coming up in an hour. I know Skypec had a hard
an hour. No, bullshit. You were 4 minutes late. Matt's still got to come up with the
thing. I can do an hour and 5.
My wife and I want to travel through all the baseball.
She's like, I'm really done, guys. I mean, come on.
No, I can keep going. I'm trying to do it.
I'm going to watch Twitch here in about 5 minutes.
I can't do this. Because usually he's got to deal with Colleen and her emails.
Oh my gosh, the worst!
For me, my only little explanation is that my responsibilities outside of this podcast have exponentially grown recently.
I actually
looked at my calendar when you said, "Is it say the 17th?" I pulled up my iCal and I got a shiver. Like I got like a little post traumatic stress when I pulled up my iCal. So I closed it really quickly. But thanks for the reminder.
Is there a chance that we could do an RCAD meetup? When baseball comes back and there's fans at a stadium,
I would love to do that. I think it'd be a ton of fun. I would prefer to go somewhere I haven't been, but if you guys wanted to come to Boston, I'd be proud to show you Fenway Park.
I was giving you shit earlier. I'd love to see Fenway Park. Like Jay said, Wrigley Field. Being a huge baseball fan, I would love because when I was a kid. And you'd watch Tony Kubek and Joe Garagiola do the baseball game because there was only one game a week.
Yeah.
And those guys would do the games. It was always Boston and always Chicago because they played during the day on Saturdays. Yeah.
So John, the UPS guy, says, yes, we survived the earthquake there, Candlestick. Yeah, so actually, my only memory of Candlestick actually is that I was 9 years old, and my brother would have been 14, and we kept a journal in a notebook about, and we kept the box score of the World Series. And there's a page in that journal we still have. It's at my mom's house right now, where we have like shockwaves drawn all over the page because it was the middle of the earthquake happened in the middle of the game. I think we may have mentioned this before, that the fact that earthquake happened during the World Series is the reason why millions of people didn't die. Not millions, maybe hundreds of thousands of people didn't die, because nobody was on the road.
No.
Everybody was either at Candlestick, at a bar, or at their house watching the World Series. Therefore, people did not suffer. Most people who would have been on the road did not suffer the being injured or killed.
What's funny about that game is I was watching, you know, they're getting ready for the pregame, and then my daughter, who's now 30, hell's Heather now, 31? She'll soon be 31, starts fussing. So I got up to go get her. I came back. I go, what happened to the game? And that's when I missed the whole earthquake thing. But John says, John for UPS, Petco's usually full of visiting teams fans.
It's true.
Kind of true. But, you know, I want to go to San Diego. I'm going to go to San Francisco.
They're both great stadiums. Don't get me wrong, Kayla. It was a great game, great atmosphere.
If you can watch a game in t-shirts and shorts, you're going to want to go to Petco.
Petco's gorgeous. I mean,
let's face it. When Padres were 14th in attendance, when was the last time they've been to the playoffs? So everyone else, you know, you want to bash Padres fans, fuck off.
Plus, the people that run Petco Park did the greatest Rick Roll of all time against the fans.
That was funny. That was so funny. And they did it with Steve Perry. You see that one?
No.
They start playing a Steve Perry song because he was at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they show Steve Perry, then they rickroll him.
Well, Steve Perry is a Giants fan, from what I understand. Even though he sang "Don't Stop Believing" when the White Sox won the World Series, it was really awkward. You've watched that on YouTube. Check it out.
I didn't see that.
Check it out.
Oh, Sherry.
And when the lights go down in the city, it's not San Francisco. It's actually L.A. when he had a home in L.A. hanging out over.
What's thing about LA?
John says the Padres have lots of participation trophies.
It does. We don't care about participation trophies. We just care about our city being the greatest city.
Matt, can you please explain your fucking background? I've had enough.
Oh, sure. No problem. I'll just welcome.
I forgot Matt was even on the show.
I know. Because you guys are talking about baseball parks and big sizes and shit. Anyway, are they related? I don't know. You be the judge.
30 minutes.
But my background is actually like something my daughter made on the computer about her new room and how it's going to be set up, because
as
I keep working on our attic and getting it ready for eventually, like, my wife and our bedroom will be up there. The kids have been just going crazy, like, oh, I'm going to get to move this here and this there. And I just thought it would be funny to throw it up in the background.
But she won't be able to get outside. Her bed's literally blocking the door.
I think the doorway is kind of like somewhere over.
It's back there.
But should she be not like 3 years older? It's going to take you that long to finish the attic?
What?
Shouldn't she be like 3 years older because it'd be that long for you to finish the attic?
Thank you. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for reminding me about how long it's fucking taken me. But you know what? We're almost here.
I don't be that guy. But someone.
Yeah, you are that guy because, you know, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and I gave you last week.
Yeah, my wife and I, we are contracting someone to actually do all of the spackling and mudding for
and to fix your fuck ups.
On that note, we're done with this show. Fuck ups, whatever. You come over. You come back down.
Hey, man, I've done it. More than once.
I'll say this, Matt. It looks great to me.
Thanks. No, we're hiring a contractor to do
it. Hold on a second. Is that Mauser over there?
No, that's probably her cat. Yeah.
Do you have another cat you got to worry about?
No, we don't have another cat. But that's not the color of Mauser's, though. So I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't do the drawing.
It's not a drawing. It's some computer program she uses. You know,
spies on us.
I'm just going to change it so everybody's not focusing on my background now. And I'll just put it on something that we can all agree upon.
Wait, hold on a second. Is Clint going to punch Meryl Streep there?
No, he has a camera. And
he's got
nobody that listens to this podcast gets any jokes. They just
who takes a picture of the fist? I don't take a picture of the fist.
All right. Not this. He's like this. He's got the Italian hands.
He's like, go ahead.
For the Italian hands.
Go ahead. Pose for a picture.
It's like when I'm having a conversation with Colleen, I have to make sure I have 6 feet, not just for COVID, but also so that her hands don't hit me in the face.
That's true.
Meryl, go into your Academy Awards at me. Go ahead.
Yeah. Greg in the chat, you're right. She is
have a lot more money than yours. Go ahead.
He's got a camera in his hand and he's about ready to take her picture. It's a sweet love story, but you know, fuck you guys.
Sweet love story. Oh my God, please. Love of God.
I didn't even get a chance to talk about anything today, but that's okay. Whatever. You know, we'll talk next week.
Wait, who else tried out for that role?
I've been lifting weights. To just space since Jack won't shut up about my background. Colleen is right. For fuck's sake, let's just finish this. I think that's what that abbreviation is.
Who knows what Colleen's saying? Well, oh, fuck's sake.
Were you lifting weights? Oh, no, never mind. You don't look that great.
Go back to the other camera.
Back to the other camera?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes you look like you've been working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm not. Hey, Fenway Park is the best park in nature. Fuck it. I ain't arguing with you.
Anybody want some water?
This is from a guy that, like.
My grandson today said, he goes, flex your muscle, Papa. He goes, no, flex your muscle. I go, I am. He goes, you don't have any muscles. I go, I know. I know. Thank you. I used to, but, you know.
Well, we ran out of time for Jack's grandpa stories this week, so.
Thank God.
I didn't get a chance to mention a show that I'm watching. I know it's been around for at least 2 seasons now, but it's on Hulu. Definitely worth watching. Hilarious shit on there. What We Do in the Shadows. It's got a lot of hype. It was a
Taika Waititi film, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think he directs, but I don't know if he.
Cool.
Yeah, but anyway, it's definitely worth checking out. It's hilarious.
What's the name of the show?
What We Do in the Shadows. It's on Hulu.
Is that Meryl Streep?
No, it's about vampires, and it's kind of a comedy documentary spoof.
Vampire. Okay, that I don't want to watch it.
No. I thought the same thing, but like one of the hilarious vampires is not an actual vampire. He just sucks on people's like.
There's no such thing as vampires, so they're none of them.
No, please finish your sentence. What did you do?
So he goes into a workplace and basically
people are what?
He sucks all of the energy, like they're
I'm gonna suck your energy right out of you.
All right. Anyway, I'm just gonna fucking end this show. So if you enjoy this show, and who doesn't, except for me, you can send us an email, you know, at rcadcast@gmail.com.
Did we get an email?
No, because they said Jack just interrupts the guys on the show all the time, and they can't get a word in edgewise because they always make fun of that.
Finally, justified. It's not me.
He is the worst.
He's just being quiet now. He's just being quiet.
He's the worst. I will give you that.
So if you enjoy this show, though, you can go ahead, rate and review us on iTunes. We would appreciate that. You know, a good review, you know, about how bad Jack is. That'd help us out a lot. You could,
As long as you give us 5 stars, I don't give a fuck.
You can also go to Amazon. Wait, let me get it right. It's jandjack.com/Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go to that link, and boy, oh boy, anything that you buy there gives us about 0.025 cents on the dollar.
It's taking money away from the man. So there you go.
Money away from that Jeff Bezos. And boy, if you're going to be shopping on Amazon, you're going to be getting your dust.
Yeah.
Help us out on Amazon. You can also just become a patron member, which is what a lot of
yes,
people
can.
Yeah, at just about any level. There are certain patrons, though, that make this show possible, and I'm not reading your fucking porn names, okay? Because it's just...
Okay.
Look how quick Jay turned on you.
I just want to see how awkward this gets. Can you please give it a shot?
Okay, I'll give it a shot. But keep in mind, for the patrons that paid to have their name at the end, I just want to say that my initial list was math-themed. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's math. Cool.
Math theme.
Math theme. You know, because the number.
Nothing more exciting than math.
It is.
2 + 2 = shut the fuck up.
Fine. Have your porn and all your sex and your deviancy. Thank you, Randy, for mentioning what I mentioned earlier about Euler's identity, the Euler's
thing. Euler.
I read this thing, and it's an amazing equation, by the way. So
voodoo economics.
Anyway, on with the show.
What?
Are you going to let me finish these names, or am I going to have to shut you, though? Okay, thanks. So thank you to...
Go build a basement.
Thank you to Tack It Down. I didn't have anything else.
Tack it down.
You know, tack it down.
This is going to be the best shit ever.
Eckhart Hardon.
Okay, now you're fucking mailing it in. Come on.
No, that's what I had. Eckhart.
Came up with. You had 15 minutes.
I had 10 minutes at best. Ed the Porn Carrier. Huh?
We're a dick carrier, cock carrier,
STD carrier.
All right, this might be a little old school, but Madam of the Night, Maggie.
How dare you call her that?
Yeah,
man, these are our patrons, man.
Why would you say that about Maggie? So
how are you the favorite? I don't get this.
You guys are gonna love this one, Joanne Chicka Wow Wow. Okay, and the last one is really, really bad. I'm sorry if Greg, you're still probably watching this, but
yes,
Greg the Goo Goo Gaga Guy Guy. I don't know, it was like some baby thing.
How many are you watching, dude?
I really don't know. I have ran out of ideas.
Happy birthday yesterday, Maggie, by the way. BT Dog.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Yeah, Chris, you care.
Yeah, I care about birthdays now.
You know what's crazy, though? I was listening to the Office Ladies podcast, and there was somebody wrote into their podcast or whatever, and it was from Maggie. Won't say her last name for this podcast because it goes out to a lot of people, but it was the same exact last name as our Maggie. And I was like, holy shit. So of course I messaged her, but that is not her. She's never seen The Office, which begs the question, why have you not seen The Office?
What?
Why have you not seen
The Office? Whenever we're all in the same house again, Maggie, if it is September or whenever it does happen, like we're watching it.
It's like I'm finding out people haven't seen Deadwood, they haven't seen Justified. Come on, people.
If you've seen Friends and you haven't seen this, I feel like you've done yourself a disservice in the comic.
Friends is garbage. Straight garbage.
All right, Maggie. Happy birthday. I wasn't trying to put you down. Your original name was going to be Maggie the Mathematician, Trigonometry Tack, Eckhart Equation, Ed the Carry the One, Joanne... I didn't come up with a fun number for you because they started talking about porn. And Greg the Googleplex, because why not? All right, that's the names.
Randy said he watched a whole episode of The Office.
All right, Randy. Well, I guess we've made a match for you.
Watch party. Let's go.
All right, let's end the show. How do we blow this thing up here at the end?
Watch season one, and we can do a commentary as we want.
We're just supposed to say goodbye, Jack, not carry on the conversation.
Just offering suggestions. I guess you can come up with your stupid porn names.
There are some good ones in there. That was short notice, and he came up with something. Brains was awful, but the rest were pretty good.
They sucked.
Okay, on that note, great porn shot, kid. One in a million.
One in a million.
Mine was better.
Great face cock, face shot, kid.
That's even worse.
Grace cock face, kid. Show kids one in a million.
Great two in a bit, kid.
You know what? Jay should.